Any thoughts on Drew Davis stepping up?
That was awesome for Drew. For Drew to come in there and get that first big third down catch and then the touchdown catch, you know, it's fun to watch those guys when they get their first chance and then they go out there and have success like that. So good for him.
What's it show you when a guy like that can step up when he needs to?
I think more than anything, it shows you, you know, the leadership and the depth that Smitty and Thomas have built on this team. That, you know, the guys that are more proven playmakers, when a guy goes down, they encourage that guy to step up and make his plays. And just my observation, being a somewhat new guy, is even though this is a team that has some stars on it, there aren't big egos. I mean, the Tony Gonzalez, Roddy White, Matt Ryan, they're great in the meeting room with how they encourage those other guys. It really impresses me.
Mm-hmm. How do you think Khan's graded out?
He did fine for his first game. I mean, I thought his quotes after the game were pretty accurate. You know, it's your first game starting in the NFL. You're playing on the road. You're playing in bad weather. And, oh, by the way, Colin Jenkins is a pretty good player. So, I mean, you factor in all that stuff. I thought he did fine. He'll do nothing but continue to improve. And, you know, hopefully we get Garrett back soon, because that just increases our depth. The more guys you have that have experience playing on the front line, the better. But, you know, they brought Peter in here to be a long-term player, and he got off to a good start.
Is the expectation that when Garrett does come back that he'll be back in the lineup, or is it something?
I don't know about that. I mean, that's you got to talk to Smitty about that. I don't know anything about that. I mean, hopefully Garrett gets back soon. We need them all.
The way you prepare for the bye week, your first bye week with the team, you like the way things went, or would you, you know, you can't say until next year. Would you?
Oh, I like the way they went. Yeah, they're not going to go much better than that. If we, let's bottle that one and use it next year. Let's use the same formula. I mean, heck, all we heard about is 13-0, the Eagles after a bye week. So, I mean, heck, the way we came out and played, if we had the magic formula to do that every week, we'd do it every time.
Get him. How about Jaquiz? I mean, he had a couple of big runs, finally, you know, started to break out a little bit.
Well, I mean, again, we got a lot of guys that want touches. Jaquiz made a lot of that big run on his own. I mean, he broke some tackles, made a guy miss, got out in the open field. It was a huge play. So, I mean, you know, Jason Snelling coming in and scoring, Mike pounding the ball. Our receivers doing what they always do. Tony didn't get as many chances because he was getting held every play. But, you know, it's just we have to – Matt does a great job of spreading the ball. But Jaquiz got some good chances in the screen game too.
Coach Smith raved about Roddy White's block on that screen. When you've got, you know, these bigger guys who are known for their catches and all that stuff, when they're able to, you know – they're just like, hey, you know, I'll go throw a block. I'll sacrifice myself. I mean, as an offensive coordinator, how does that?
Well, that goes back to what I was saying earlier, and that's one of the things that's impressive about the group that I get to work with, and you know, the way the lay of the land that is already here is it's very unselfish, and we get some good laughs in the meeting room about what a definition of selfish is and what's not, and you can ask Roddy about that sometime. But Roddy White is definitely unselfish.
Preparation different when you have a special player on the other side of the ball like DeMarcus Ware?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, we have certain players every week that we call game wreckers. Every team in the NFL has that. You have teams that – or you have guys on every team that you know are the key guys on the other side of the ball, and you have to tweak your game plan a little bit to try to put your guys in good position against those top players, because there's guys on every team that can ruin the game for you. He's one of them.
Were you able to watch their last game a little bit on the way back?
I did watch it a little bit on the way back, but, I mean, obviously we get the tape. And mm-hmm. Since I know I'm going to get to watch that about 100 times the next day, I was just kind of vegging out on the plane more than anything. Reggie was behind me. I was trying to listen in on his conversation the best I could.
Did you have any impressions with them just, you know, the Giants going up 23-0 and then?
I don't ever think about it like that. I mean, I don't think about games like that at all. I look at what's their structure, you know, who are the guys we got to stop, what are their tendencies, you know, the breaks of the game, all that. I mean, we're seven games into the year now, or eight games, depending on who you're talking about. And how that one, every game flows different. I just worry about, you know, what is it going to be like for our game? So I don't think anything about that.
Seems like a few times we've talked about this run pass balance, and you've said, you know, that's your philosophy, but keep winning and you keep scoring. I mean,
well, we were a lot more balanced this week. I mean, this is probably the most balanced we've been.
Mm-hmm. Helps to have the lead.
Part of our game plan in this game was to be balanced. We thought running the ball in the Philly game, we thought running the ball at them would help us against the pass rush. I think, as we mentioned, they have multiple pass rushers that we were worried about, and we thought one of the ways to slow those rushers down was to run the ball at them. That was part of the game plan, and once in a while, your game plans work.
Jacquizz is big run. You know, when you get him out in space and he finally broke one and was able to stop, change directions, and get it for more than 40 yards, what do you see when you get a play like that and he's able to use his talents and the blocks downfield to make it happen?
Yeah, that was great. My only criticism is, why didn't he make it 65 yards? Why didn't he just go ahead and score on it? I mean, that would have made it even better. But it was a beautiful play by him, and we'll take all we can get.